If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hello, friends. Welcome to a special episode of Stacking the Box. Today's show, just an interview. Two interviews, actually. It's going to be an interview show. We're going to start. Sterling interviewed a new Ravens running back, Derrick Henry. And then the second half of the show, I talked to arguably the best receiver in the NFL, Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings. Be sure to subscribe to Stacking the Box, both on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. And we'll be back at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday to recap Sunday's action. So let's get into it. First off, we're going to start. Sterling, talk to Derrick Henry of the Ravens.
Joined now by four-time Pro Bowler, Offensive Player of the Year, and most likely the last dude anyone wants to tackle, Derrick Henry. Derrick, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm doing good, and I'm glad y'all have me on today. So,
of course, I want to give a huge shout out to Pepsi as well, as Pepsi is celebrating the return of the new NFL season in the highly anticipated theatrical release of Gladiator 2. And they're doing it with a short film. It's going to electrify game days for cola lovers and NFL fans alike. You're in it. It's a star-studded cast. It's you, Megan Thee Stallion, Travis Kelce, Josh Allen. Tell us more about this experience for you.
Yeah, Pepsi has a campaign of make your game day epic to kick off the 2024 season. And I was blessed and fortunate enough to be in the commercial with Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Travis Kelce, and Megan Thee Stallion. But I think it's going to be very cool. We got to do the whole Gladiator thing, you know, with Gladiator 2 coming out. And I know everybody's seen the first Gladiator. So hopefully I did a good enough job to earn a role in Gladiator 3. I felt like I did. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think it's a great campaign. And I was thankful that Pepsi chose me to be a part of the campaign with Make Your Game Day Epic. Megan Thee Stallion has the new remix, We Will Rock You. So yeah, man, I'm excited to have everybody to see that. And I thought it was very cool to be a part of, and I can't wait for it to to come out on game day. Hopefully, I'll score before they show it, but either way it goes, it's going to be cool.
were you trash talking any of those guys at all? You're like, okay, Travis, I see you week one. Let me trash talk you. Josh, come on now. You're now with the Ravens. Derek, you got to start trash talking these AFC guys.
No, not. We didn't really trash talk. Really just having fun. Being in the moment. That was such a cool, gladiator theme thing to be a part of. I think we were just having fun. Make sure we were all doing the best we could to get this thing the way they wanted it to be.
Yeah, obviously a big storyline. Obviously in the NFL, you are heading to Baltimore. You're getting paired with Lamar Jackson, a absolute nightmare for defenses. How has this transition been? I mean, you were with Tennessee for the entirety of your career. Now it's a new team. What has that been like for you?
It's been fun. It's a new chapter for me, beginning a new era. I felt like me being in Baltimore was eventually going to happen, and it was something that was going to be a part of my journey at some point. And glad that it's happened now, and glad to be a part of this squad, this organization. And Lamar is a dynamic player, so being beside him, we want to defense to have nightmares when they play against us. So
I'm gonna say they probably will. Who's taking the ball? You, Lamar, defensive ends. This has to be an absolute nightmare for those guys. They're gonna need to rock that gladiator armor. That's gonna have to be something they need, because bringing y'all down gonna be tough. I know you've already had some epic battles against the Chiefs when you were with the Titans, right? There's been a lot of back and forth there, but you're playing them week one. How much are you looking forward to playing the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, trying to make a stamp of, if you will, of your emergence, your comeback to Baltimore here?
Yeah, I just feel like it's the best kickoff possible for me is starting with a new team, a whole new journey, and then being the first game of the season on Thursday night at night in Arrowhead, where it's going to be electric. Like it always is, playing, like you said, back-to-back Super Bowl champs, and, got a lot of respect for their body of work and what they accomplished over these years. So it's definitely going to be a battle. I'm definitely excited, and I can't wait to get started.
Your high school numbers have taken on just legendary status. You ran for over 1,200 yards. Was the play back then in high school just give you the rock every single time? And how many broken tackles would you estimate you had in high school?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Give me the ball and run left, run right, run up the middle, whatever it took to score and for us to win. But, I had some good teammates that, did a great job blocking while I was in high school. And as far as the tackles, I don't think I ever kept count of that. I'm sure it's a lot, though, for sure.
Is there one dude in the NFL that when you meet in the hole, you're like, man, I wish it was someone else? Is there one guy? I mean, you typically get the best of everyone, but is there one guy that you're like, you know what? I hate meeting that guy in the hole.
Yeah, I've given some licks and definitely took some big hits as well. There's some vicious guys in the league that can tackle, but I feel like Devontae David, he's one of the top guys as far as like being around the ball and making tackles consistently week after week. So he's one of those guys.
For the more analytical crowd, right? We're learning more and more the NFL. They're starting to get more of that baseball crowd, the numbers crowd at times. Some of the fans, some of the media. Mm-hmm. I always try and push back on this a little bit. I talk with Emmett Smith about this a whole bunch. How the game is very cyclical, right? How it went from running backs being the focal point of offenses, then it's quarterbacks. Well, at some point, it might be going back to the running back way. But when those analytical folks talk about, the running backs don't matter, what is your response to those people?
I mean, that's just, where the game's at right now. But I feel like the teams that have a bell cow, a guy who's a difference maker, you got to feed him. They're going to continue to feed him. I think he's a difference maker, for that team, especially you can run the ball consistently and you're having success week after week. So you definitely need a running back to have production. Of course, anybody can run the ball, but I feel like you have somebody who's elite and who does it just to base it at a high level week after week, then, it's just what it is, and you can't run from it. I know they try to devalue the position, but I feel like the running back position still holds a whole lot of value, and I feel like guys will continue to show that at the position who's at the top of the league right now.
Well, and I think it's kind of going back more towards the running backs, at least the next couple of seasons, with it being such a pass happy league. You're looking at linebackers. Well, what are traits that coaches are wanting more of? They want more coverage traits. Well, what does that mean? A lot of lighter linebackers. What's that
No,
mean
you're
for
right.
guys like
You
for
are
you
definitely
guys?
you're definitely right. You are definitely right about that.
And so I think there's it's always cyclical, and I'm excited to see how the running back position, goes forward in the next couple of seasons. Obviously, when you had that 2,000 yard season, that was just ridiculous. Was that a goal you set for yourself? Did you know at some point, week 14, this is what I'm trying to hit, or was it just something that just naturally happened?
I mean, of course, as a running back, in this league, you want to do it at the highest level. And I used to always joke around and say that I remember 2,000 yards, and that was something I always wanted to do, which I didn't know for sure it would happen. But when I was able to get that close, and then for it to happen, man, it was a surreal moment knowing that only eight have done it, and I'm a part of that group. And God is good, and I've had some exceptional teammates to help me accomplish that, and some great coaches along the way as well.
Yeah. How hard is it for you no longer being in Tennessee? I was it Jeffrey Simmons had that emotional coming out, was the preseason game, just that emotion right there, realizing that you're not running out alongside him. How hard is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, but there 8 years, always have love for the organization and everybody in that organization, because a lot has happened through those 8 years and me growing as a person and a player, and will always be thankful for, that organization, the city of Nashville, and the whole community. And yeah, I mean, I was doing good, and been having fun here, and haven't really thought about it much. When I saw that video, I was like, dang, man, I miss my guy, my boy Jeffrey. We always come out of the locker room probably the last ones before a pregame. But yeah, but that's still my brother, and we still talk to this day.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted to catch more balls out of the backfield? I know you're known more as obviously run the football. And in Tennessee, you always had a third down back or more of that pass catching back there with you. But is that something you've ever wanted to incorporate more in the game? Is it something where you're going to Coach Harbaugh going, "Hey, I know I didn't do that in Tennessee. Give me a chance here." Have you ever pushed for that more?
Oh yeah, definitely. I always embrace the opportunity to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield, so I can, showcase that. And I love doing it anyway. So anytime I get opportunity to catch the ball, they put a pass play for me, I'll be like, really? Let's go. I'm excited. So heck yeah, man. I embrace it, and I'll be letting them know, like, y'all need me to, do that. I'm right here, so I'm not too far away.
Hey, well, good. I'll make notes of that for fantasy football. I'm gonna
All
make a
right,
note of that. Okay, right there, man.
bet.
Obviously, a runner who gets better as the game goes on. Is there a mindset to that? Because obviously, you're bigger than the average running back, but still, there is something to wearing a defense down. Fourth quarter comes around. It's King Henry time. How do you have that mindset going in the longevity, the physical nature of a game like that?
Yeah, it's just crazy because I feel like that's how the game always went for me. Like, get the tough yards early, or I might have a game where I get started early, but in the second half of the game is really when I get going. And that's just how it's always been for me since I've been playing football. And I love it. Anytime I have the ball in my hands, I ain't never complained. I'm trying to make something happen every single time.
Yeah. Again, before I let you go, I want you to talk one more time about this awesome relationship you have with Pepsi and where can fans ro watch you rock again this badass gladiator outfit?
Oh yeah, definitely. It'll be aired. Well, the campaign is Make Your Game Day Epic to kick off the 2024 season. It'll be aired on kickoff, the night of the game. I know that the fans will love it, and Pepsi did a great job with this whole thing, Gladiator theme. I know the film will be great, and like I said, hopefully to kick the whole campaign off, I have a touchdown right before it's aired, and have the whole Gladiator thing going. So Yeah.
I'm here in Kansas City. Come on, no touchdowns. No touchdowns, Derek.
That's just
no.
My approach to it.
Hey, the Chiefs will try their best to keep you out, but who knows? You've had some pretty damn good success against them in the past. Derek Henry, again, four-time Pro Bowler, Offensive Player of the Year. Derek, really appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Sterling.
All right, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that interview between Sterling and Derek Henry. Next, me. I'm going to talk to Justin Jefferson, star wide receiver of the Minnesota Vikings. Let's get into it. Justin, I want to talk about your partnership with Pepsi, but first, I want to get your thoughts generally just about the Vikings preseason, because obviously heading into the preseason, there was expected to be a little bit of a quarterback battle between J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold. J.J. McCarthy he went down with an injury. Obviously, losing a teammate to an injury, it's never fun. It's never good, but was it at least good to know that you guys had Sam there, that now you can kind of lean on Sam moving forward, knowing that he's going to be your guy this season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, before JJ even got hurt, you know, we pretty much said that Sam was going to be the guy we was going to start off with. And, you know, he's the vet of the room. You know, he's the guy that has the most exposure, the most, you know, film and, just him being able to be in an offense like ours, it was definitely, you know, good to go with Sam, to see the work that he has been doing ever since, you know, training camp started, and see how far he has progressed. It's definitely something that I'm looking forward to, especially on week one. But to, you know, see JJ go down and to see him go down with the injury that he's going to miss the whole season for, it's definitely not something that, you know, you wish on somebody or, you know, just, you know, hope for somebody to go through. But, you know, just as this time, you know, just telling him to you know, be a student of the game, just making sure he's getting those mental reps. He's making sure that he's communicating with all of the different people that's in the building, and making sure that he's ready whenever he come back. Just not taking this process as a down moment or a time to hang your head or to be moping around or sad for yourself. You know, you got to take this moment into this is a setback for me. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. And this is my opportunity to get better mentally and physically with how my body is and how I'm going to be in this system whenever I get back on my feet.
What do you think needs to happen in the 2024 season for it to be considered a successful one for the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, first, I have to at least get into the playoffs. That's definitely something that we've been struggling with ever since I've been a Viking, only making the playoffs once since I've been here. So just having that in the back of our minds, just especially how our last season went, all the different turnovers that we had, the different stuff that we were dealing with injuries and all of the stuff that was going on. It definitely was tough. But now to have a couple new faces in the building, some new coaches, a whole fresh new start, I feel like it's going to be a great year for us. I feel like this team is definitely, you know, chemistry-wise, great. I feel like it's one of the best teams that I've been on chemistry wise. And I mean, we're all playing for each other. We all have that same goal to reach a Super Bowl. So in order to do that, we got to take 1 week at a time.
Do you guys take any motivation from the fact that you're considered somewhat underdogs this season? Do you think the team feels like they have a chip on their shoulder, or are you guys so kind of just insulated, just focusing on what's going on in the locker room that you don't even, you know, kind of hear that noise?
Oh, we're definitely the underdogs for sure. That's without a doubt. But that's understandable. You know, we don't really have a main quarterback that everyone is drooling over. You know, we don't have a quarterback that's making 50 M's a year. So, you know, it just doesn't have the same, you know, spill on it. We just have to wake everybody up. You know, we just have to make sure that we know what's in our building. We know the guys that we need to be out there on that field and to make something happen. It's our job as players to go out there and prove to the rest of the world what we have on our squad, and we are Super Bowl contenders. So week one is opportunity for us to really prove ourselves and to show the world that we are a contender in this league. And I'm really excited more for Sam. Not a lot of people really giving him that confidence and giving him that booster that he needs to go out there with a first time team and to really perform the way he needs to perform. So I'm excited for him.
Are you aware, Justin, that you currently hold the record for the most receiving yards per game in the NFL so far? And if you are aware of that, is that something that you ever think about in game? You're like, man, I got to get 98 yards or my average is going to go down here.
I mean, I'm aware of it, but it's definitely not something that I really think about too much. I'm aware that some games I'm not going to have 98 yards. It's definitely difficult to average 100 yards a game in this league that we play with all of the different schemes, all of the different double teams and triple teams that they have in order to stop you, especially on that day. So it's not something that I really look into heavy, but at the end of the day, when I got 100 yards, I'm definitely going to be a little bit happy about that performance.
Tell me, Justin, about your partnership with Pepsi and their campaign, Make Your Game Day Epic.
Well, yeah, just partnering with them and being a fan of Pepsi and seeing all of the different commercials and different spots that they did on TV as a little kid, always been a fan. But to be in this Make Your Game Day Epic campaign with Gladiator and to be dressed up as a gladiator for the commercial, it was a crazy experience. Just to be around all of the different athletes, all of the artists that was in the commercial, it was definitely something that will be with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I encourage everyone to check that out. Big offseason for you. I mean, big contract. You stepped into the fashion world. You stepped into the acting world. Big offseason for you, Justin. It was great to see. Thank you so much for your time. Really quick, one last final question. Week 14. I'm a Falcons guy. We got your former quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Is that game circled for you at all? Week 14 is going to be weird seeing Kirk on the opposite sideline.
Nah, it's not going to be a weird one. I mean, it's going to be great to see, Kirk Kirk again, especially not, having him for a whole, pretty much a whole year. But it's just another game. It's a game that I'm excited for, a game that's just in the way of our goal of reaching to the Super Bowl. So I'm definitely looking forward to going off that game and going crazy with Kirk on the other side to show everybody that it doesn't matter if Kirk's on our team or not. I'm still the player that I am, and I'm going to make the most of my opportunities.
Awesome. Good to hear. Well, thank you so much for your time, Justin. I encourage, like I said, everyone to check out the Make Your Game Day Epic campaign with Pepsi. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you and the Vikings this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, there you have it. Two interviews with two of the best players in the NFL this season. Thank you all so much for listening. As always, subscribe, rate, review the podcast, and subscribe to us over on YouTube. We'll be back, like I said earlier, Monday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern to recap Sunday's games. And then Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, we'll be setting up week two action. Tune in. Talk to you then.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.